This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Fans of the photo sharing app Instagram will notice a change when they next check out their feed. The company, which was bought by Facebook last year, is going to start showing ads to its 150 million users. It's facing what is by now a standard problem for social networks, making money without alienating its hard-earned user base. But Instagram could be a perfect example of making that transition somewhat easier, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
It's a familiar story. You discover a cool new app on your smartphone. You introduce it to all your friends. And then, one day, without warning, you see it. An ad. Consumer behavior consultant Jen Drexler says it's a tricky transition for companies.
You've made people fall in love with you, but now you've changed the terms.
Tech site Mashable found 43% of Instagram users are disappointed about the ads. 17% are furious. William Ward is a professor of social media at Syracuse University.
There's always a risk of alienating users, particularly if the ads are not well targeted.
Still, Instagram ads could achieve the holy grail of marketing, ads people like. Ken Wilber is a professor of marketing at UC San Diego. He says high-quality ads could work well on Instagram.
Fashion ads, travel, things that traditionally have used high-quality images. Very often, those ads are actually kind of fun and interesting to look at.
Like ads in a fashion magazine, often considered part of the content by readers. But those ads had better be Vogue quality, says consultant Jen Drexler.
So if we're looking at a liquor company who takes pictures of their cocktails each night, that picture better be beautiful. It better be something people want to share and not disruptive to the experience.
Instagram's edge is that its owner, Facebook, has loads of data on all of us. Our likes, our locations, our cocktails of choice. In Manhattan, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.